Tonight, Turner Classic Movies is showing a film that is, to say the least, problematic for film historians. D.W. Griffith's epic, The Birth of a Nation, was criticized for being racist when it came out in 1915. It celebrates the Ku Klux Klan. It presents Southern blacks as uncivilized, as rapists. They were played by white actors in blackface. But, like Leni Riefenstahl's celebration of the Nazis in her documentary Triumph of the Will, Griffith's film is greatly admired for its technical cinematic achievements, despite its odious content. Turner Classic Movies is showing it as part of a series on Hollywood's images of African Americans. Film historian Donald Bogle is co-hosting the series and selected The Birth of a Nation. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, Robert, the series itself, we're showing about 38 films, and it's really to trace the evolution of images of African Americans in Hollywood cinema, and going from the early years of the 20th century to the end of the 20th century. And Hollywood films have for decades had distortions and rigid stereotypes of African Americans. And in creating the series, selecting the films, you know, the first thing I thought about, well, where does it really go back to? And I felt indeed it was Birth of a Nation.
With almost a century's distance now between the opening of The Birth of a Nation and now, did you and Turner Classic Movies make this decision confident that there is no sentiment that would resonate to this movie out there, not even the potential for it? Or did you hear from some folks who said, you shouldn't show that? The way I've heard a Jewish group say, you shouldn't show Merchant of Venice. It's just it will rouse feelings that there's always the possibility for out there.
You know, that has been a concern. What we're doing this evening in introducing the film, it's to put this film in a historical context, letting viewers know about the controversy and also discussing the distortions that are within the film itself.
And to show people that this indeed was as absolutely unalloyed racism as this story was. This was considered mainstream entertainment in the U.S.
It was considered mainstream entertainment. And, you know, there is a sequence in Birth of a Nation. It's a legislative sequence when,
yes,
you know, during the Reconstruction era, and black men have overtaken this Southern community. And one is eating chicken. Another takes off his shoe, props his bare foot onto a table. Another complains about the odor. I mean, for us today, we can't quite believe that this movie actually was actually made.
That's the scene. I saw this about 40 years ago, which still remains very strong in my mind. It's this view, this white Southern view of what Reconstruction was like, of what black office holders were like in the South in the years after the Civil War, and it depicts them as uncivilized in the legislative.
Yes, and
chamber.
It also, I mean, the movie also reveals to us the ties between sex and racism in America, and these great white fears or white male fears about African American male sexuality. I mean, there's such a distortion here. We have black men pursuing white women and lusting after them, lusting after power and lusting after white women. And there is that very famous sequence in The Birth of a Nation where a renegade black, Gus, pursues a young white woman, and rather than to submit to him, she throws herself from this cliff. So the movie also tells us something about America at that particular time. You know, its particular success indicates to us these real fears that that Americans had about African American men.
Well, Donald Bogle, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you, Robert.
It's film historian Donald Bogle, who is co-host of the series on Hollywood's images of African Americans on Turner Classic Movies. This evening, the film they're showing is D.W. Griffith's 1915 film, The Birth of a Nation.